Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir English Podcast. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Pakistan Campaign. Refute Western Civilization and Invite to Islam. Id'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idati al hasana. Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and kind advice, and only debate with them in the best manner. Surah An-Nahl 125. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Pakistan, is organizing a campaign entitled Refute Western Civilization and Invite to Islam on social media. O Allah, return our shield to us, the rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. O Allah, Ameen. Hashtag Refute Western Civilization. 1. Western Rationalism. Western rationalism abandons religion to rely on human reason and reason alone as a legislator, judge, and guide. Rationalism puts the limited human mind, prone to error, bias, and contradictions, as the reference to judge upon things and actions. However, the human mind may decide something as good, while it is in fact bad. Conversely, the mind may judge something as bad, while it is in fact good. Islam leaves the judgment of what is permitted and what is forbidden to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose knowledge has no limitations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. But perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you, and Allah knows while you know not. Surah Al-Baqarah 216. Thus, the Islamic community and society adheres to the commands and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 2. Scientific thinking. Scientific thinking has limitations. It is useful for material progress, but cannot explain the purpose of human existence. It cannot conclude things with certainty, being subject to error. Its vision is limited to material and not beyond it. It explains what is apparent, the how, but does not explain why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know what is apparent of the worldly life, but they of the hereafter are unaware. Surah Ar-Rum 7. Islamic civilization makes rational thinking the fundamental human thinking. Islamic society is thus built on the certain conclusion that the universe has a creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom humankind will return for accounting regarding their conduct in life. Thus, the era of the Khilafah saw great scientific advances alongside tranquility, prosperity, justice, and well-being for all of its citizens, regardless of their race, gender, or religion. 3. Truth and falsehood. The Western civilization claims that there is no such thing as absolute truth and absolute falsehood. Henry Augustus Rowland. The concept of truth is straightforward for any person. Unlike the convulsions manufactured by the modern Western theories, such as utilitarianism, correlationism, dualism, and relativism. If rational judgment is related to the existence of a thing, then there is no doubt that it is certain. As for the judgment related to the essence of characterization of a thing, the judgment is indecisive, that is, susceptible to error. However, the existence of the possibility of indecisiveness in some judgments does not negate the existence of any decisive truth. As for the Islamic Aqidah, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a truth, as is the inimitable miracle of the Quran. As for the indecisive matters, such as opinions within fiqh, its principle is رأي صواب ويحتمل الخطأ وَرَأْيُكَ خَطَأ وَيَحْتَمِلُ الصَّوَابِ. My opinion is correct with the possibility of error, while your opinion is wrong with the possibility of correctness. #RefuteWesternCivilization